gentlemen, if you will observe closely, please, I shall endeavor to make the packet of cigarettes magically reappear. Hocus, pocus, dominocus.
Thank you.
That's very good.
Fine, Fred, that's fine. Very good, yeah.
What a talent.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for my next trick.
Oh, not another one. Oh, Fred, you've been on an hour. That's 70 minutes too long.
Well, if you're going to take that attitude, I won't show you my next trick.
That's great.
Fine.
That's good, Fred, because I got a lot of work.
This next demonstration is known as Mystifying Mertz's Handcuff Escape. And you're going to have to beg me before I do it.
Oh, please, Fred.
Well, 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 if you're going to say please, okay, I'll do it.
It'll only take a second. You'll have to be a volunteer from the audience.
This is the most mystifying bit of prestidigitation in my entire repertoire. And I shall need a volunteer.
I'm here.
Well, well, there's a very beautiful young lady. Now, I'm going to ask you to look at these and see that they are securely locked and that it will be impossible for you to remove them. Huh? Very funny.
I'm sorry, Fred. I didn't mean to spoil.
Oh, come on, Ethel. Let's get out of this trap.
Oh, I'm coming, Houdini.
Listen, Ethel, I hope I didn't hurt his feelings.
Hurt his feelings? Listen, I've seen him do those magic tricks 100 times. This is the best audience he ever had. We didn't intend to stay all afternoon.
That's
see you later.
All right. Bye-bye,
Ethel. Dear.
Oh, poor Fred.
What do you mean, poor Fred? Poor Oz. Certainly glad they finally left. I got a lot of work to do this afternoon.
You have? I thought you were just saying that to get rid of Fred.
No, I got to learn my part for this television show.
Oh, honey, you got a lot of time for that. That doesn't go on till tomorrow.
I know, but the rehearsal is tonight.
Well, I'll just clean things up then. Tonight?
Yeah.
For Ricky, tonight is Monday. You were going to take me to a movie and dinner.
I was?
Well, I didn't tell you about it yet, but you were. Gee whiz, Ricky, you only get one night off a week.
Well, honey, that's why they're having the rehearsal tonight, so I can be there. I'm very important to the show.
Well, you're very important to me, too. Gee, I never get to see you anymore.
Well, honey, I'll take you to dinner and a movie some other night, huh?
You've been saying that for a long time. You know how long it's been since I've seen a movie.
How long?
Well, I can't remember the title, but there was a guy named Ben that won a chariot race. They had pictures with sound now.
Never mind that.
Well, it makes me mad. We never get to go out together.
Well, honey, I promise that I'll keep Mondays for you from now on.
Well, you better. I'll see what Ethel's doing tonight.
Okay,
trying to find ways to get away from you.
I know, and I love you.
Well, I love you, too.
Oh,
my God. How do you get these things off?
Well, I'll show you. Hocus pocus dominocus. Gee, that's funny. When Fred had them on, I just jiggled them and they fell off. Hocus pocus dominocus.
Ooh. Let me try it. Hocus pocus, whatever it is.
Ah!
Well!
Gee, Mertz is more mystifying than I thought.
I better call him, honey. What? Sorry, honey.
Fred isn't home. He went down to the corner. Ethel and I got these out of his trunk.
Well, come on. Let's call Ethel, huh?
Yeah. I'll go.
Hey! Hey, Lucy! Don't put those... Uh-oh.
We're too late.
Too late for what?
Too late for what?
Too late for what? What is it? Those are not the trick handcuffs.
What?
These are the trick handcuffs. I took them down to the barber shop to show the boys.
Oh, great.
Well, any idiot should have seen the difference.
Almost any idiot. Well, isn't there any way that you can get these things unlocked?
Sure, you open them with a key.
Well, what are you waiting for? Where's the key?
I never had one. Oh. Those are all Civil War handcuffs.
Civil War?
Have you been saving them ever since then?
Never mind. They were given to me when I did a police benefit. And that was way back in 1919.
Oh, no. Well, genius, what now? Are we going to go through life like this?
No, honey, remember when we were married, you wanted to be joined together in matrimony.
And as I recall, it was till death do us part.
Yeah, that's right.
That event is about to take place right now.
Now, Ricky?
Hey, wait a minute. We can fix this whole thing with one phone call.
What do you mean?
Well, there is such a thing as a locksmith.
Of course.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. I'll do it.
I'll get the locksmith.
I'll do it.
Here, yeah.
I got him. Here they are.
Here it is. Here's a fellow right near here on First Avenue.
Well, he won't be at the store this late. Call his home.
Well, let's see if they got his home. Yeah, here's his home number.
What's the number?
Well, I lost my place now. Here it is. Hey, what time is it? 8:30. I gotta be down at the television rehearsal.
Don't worry, I'll have him meet us down there.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna go down there like this. I'll just have to call and tell him I'll be late.
Gee, I don't think he's home. Hello, are you the locksmith? Well, this is Mrs. Ricky Ricardo at 623 East 68th Street. Yes, by accident, my husband and I got handcuffed together, and we'd like you to come over and take them off for us. No, we didn't escape from jail. It was an accident. But wait a minute, that's too late. Wait a minute. Oh. He won't come until morning.
Well, never mind. There's a whole page full of locksmiths here. Here's another character, Pennsylvania 60599.
Look now, Ricky, I can't help it if there isn't a locksmith in New York City that'll come over here tonight.
Can't help it. No te pasa la cabeza. Tiene loca completamente. Tengo que ir a la televisión y hacer un negocio.
Here, cut my arm off and go to rehearsal.
Never mind that. It's too late. Let's go to bed. Come on.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Well, look, now, let's not lose our tempers. Let's get organized. Now, first, let's get undressed.
Okay.
All right. After you.
Thank you.
Well, it takes women a little longer to get undressed.
Well,
now, there must be a way out of this. Now, just a minute. Come here.
Hey, well, wait a minute. That's a new suit.
Well, it's either that or we're going to have to sleep in our clothes all night.
Well, then we'll have to sleep in our clothes all night. I'm not going to ruin a new suit.
Okay.
Well, let me see. Well, let's at least take our shoes off, huh?
All right.
Let's go to bed.
Oh, Ricky!
Cut it out, will you?
Now, you did it too.
All right, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me figure it out. Now, let's turn around. Let's turn around. No, not there. There, over here. And climb into beds from the end. All right, let's go.
No, that's no good. That will be on the wrong side. I want to sleep where I usually do.
All right, crawl around. There you are.
Oh, good night, dear.
Good night, honey.
Ricky?
What?
I can't sleep on my back.
Well, try it.
All right. No, I can't do it. Let's try it.
Okay. Well, you come around this way, I'll go around the other way. There you are. Good night.
Ricky.
What?
I can't sleep this way either.
Why not?
Because I want to sleep in my own bed on my and my stomach.
That's impossible.
Well, you're doing it.
What are you talking about?
Well, there was only some way we could get on the other side of each other. Come here, I think I can figure
it out. Wait a minute, let me put the light on.
Now look.
Yeah?
Now just stand here a minute. Now let me figure something out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it. Now hold still.
All right. Hey, wait a minute!
Now wait!
You were there and I was here. Now, let me get it straight. You want to sleep on your stomach in your bed.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
Oye, que pesada está. 11 years married, 22 pounds.
Oh!
There.
Walters. They'll be here in just a minute.
All righty.
My goodness. This is Mr. Walters, the locksmith. Mr. Walters, Mr. and Mrs. Ricardo.
How do you do?
I'm certainly glad to see you.
Yes, I imagine you are. My, my, that is an old pair, all right. They don't make them anymore, you know.
Yeah, we know, we know. Yeah.
What museum did you steal them from?
Mr. Walters, you can get them off, can't you?
Oh, yes, I think so, Mrs. Ricardo. Ricardo, Say, you any relation to that band leader, that Ricky Ricardo?
Yes, he's a close relative, very close.
Oh, I recognize you now. You are Ricky Ricardo, aren't you?
Yeah, that's
right. Well, imagine that. Me and the missus went to your Tippecanoe nightclub on our 40th wedding anniversary. Saw you do that thing with the drum, that bobolink number.
Babaloo.
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, say, wait till I tell the missus. She'll never believe me. Look, would you give me your autograph so that she'll know you are here? Just make it out to Abigail.
Abigail.
Abigail, yes. Oh, she buys all your records. She's played that bobolink number a million times out there. Told her's gonna get her a drum for Christmas.
Sweet, sweet.
Oh, she likes you.
Sweet, sweet.
She would rather hear...
Mr. Walters, the handcuffs.
Oh, yes. You know, I'm probably the only locksmith in America that has a key to fit these. Yes, sir? Let's see here. Let's see what he got. Uh-huh. You know, I always had a hankering for show business. No. Won an amateur dance contest once. No. My friends all said that I'd make another Freddie Astaire. No. But what with one thing and another, I finally drifted into the locksmith game. No. But I always figured that I missed my real calling. No. But who knows, what with one of these days with television and all, I may still get my real break. No. None of these fit.
Look, couldn't you fire them off?
Oh, no, that's tempered steel. You wouldn't want to go through that, son. See, I'll tell you what. I got a collection of real old handcuff keys at home. The only one in existence. My grandfather started me on it. As Granny used to say, son, he called me son, even though I was his grandson. I'll dash on home.
How long will it take?
Oh, I can easy make it in 2 hours.
2 hours?
Where do you live?
Yonkers.
Wonder where that locksmith could be. He's been gone 5 hours.
He would be the only one with a key.
Well, he better hurry up. I'm going to miss the television show now. Come on. Hello? Mr. Walters? Well, what happened? What happened? Oh, no!
What happened?
Well, look, Mr. Walters, don't come to the apartment. Wait a minute, will you? Mr. Walters, don't come to the apartment. No, look, go to Television Center, Studio A. Studio A. Meet us there right away, please. I'm on the air in 1 hour. Don't forget now. Better be there. All right, goodbye.
What happened?
He had a little trouble getting the key. And guess why?
Why?
He locked himself out of his house. Oh. Come on, will you?
Oh, honey.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. How you doing?
I haven't made a dent.
Oh. I hope that locksmith gets here quick. Does the producer know about these handcuffs?
Nobody saw you come in. Yeah?
Mr. Ricardo, you're on in 2 minutes.
Oh, we might as well tell him. We'll never make it in time.
Oh, you can't do that. The producer will kill me. You'll never work the show again.
Well, I don't care if I ever work the show again. You don't think I'm going to go on television handcuffed to her, do you?
As your agent, I say go on.
Well, as myself, I say no.
Do I get a vote?
No.
All right.
Are you going to cancel or shall I?
You cancel your 90%. My 10% goes on.
You might as well go on, Ricky. They'll find out why you're canceling. It'll be in the papers.
Oh.
Get on stage, Mr. Ricardo.
All right, we're coming. Well, come on, will you? I got a wife and 2 kids.
All right, come on, honey. Now listen. You stand behind me as much as you can. No funny stuff now, understand?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, that well-known band leader who is currently appearing at the Tropicana nightclub, Ricky Ricardo. Well, hello, Ricky. How are you? Nice to have you on the show with us.
Well, it's very nice to be here.
Tell me, Ricky, what's new with you? I hear you've made some exciting records lately.
Well, they've been going pretty well, yes.
Isn't he modest, folks? Would you tell us some of the names of the records?
Some of the names?
Yes.
Well, now, let me see. Yucatan.
Uh-huh.
And, Similo.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me think. Santiago, Chile.
Oh, would you sing Santiago, Chile for us?
Well.
How about it, folks?
Friendly, they stick around close. From you first, how do you do? Till your last, adios. Sandwich is yours. Sets your heart a burning, then tempers your sores. So take a friendly warning and cool down the flame. Unless you want the lady to take your name. The Chilean moon, the Chilean sign. Your heart goes up like fireworks the 4th of July. Then I may be cool, but if you're no fool, then Chile isn't Chile. As a rule, you whisper yo te quiero. If you're the caballero, she'll take for a mate. In case you are selected, you lucky señor. In Santiago, Chile, in Chile more. Cago Chile, in Santiago, Chile. In Santiago, Chile.
By Viola Vaughn and Jerry the Agent by Paul Dubov. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production.